My dad got a job in the Brooklyn and Jersey City shipyards. He actually worked on two different shifts. And, you know, there was an enormous change in their economic circumstance because this was regular work. And my father found this house to buy on Bradford Street between Linden Boulevard and Hegeman Avenue. In I think around August of 48, he bought the house for about $13,000. It was extremely difficult to get a mortgage. And the only way to get the mortgage, he said, at the end of the deal, when he sort of signed the papers to get this mortgage, the banker left open the drawer. This was the ritual you went through. And my father put five $100 bills in the drawer for, as a bribe, basically, to pay the banker personally for writing this mortgage. So we moved on to this block. And the block was a very handsome block of about, I'd say, 16 or 18 sort of brick houses, two-story brick houses with a basement. You know, these people had survived immigration and the Depression and the Holocaust, and they had landed in East New York, and it wasn't the golden land. I mean, but it was a sanctuary. It was a refuge for them, and I think they expected to live there forever. You know, there were these various kinds of programs that encourage bankers and realtors to turn this neighborhood over. So the experience was one of enormous turmoil and disruption in a very relatively short period of time. You know, my parents were, I think, the last people on the block to sell the house to a black family. My sister had already moved to the suburbs. The phone calls, my parents remembered the phone calls coming all the time, you know, and postcards, don't be the last person on the block, you're going to lose everything, you're going to da 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 da. And they probably did lose something of what, you know, what the house was worth. Blockbusting happened in part because it was understood to be the spread of Brownsville, and they knew what that was. They knew that meant deterioration. Brownsville was the place where they had all grown up. And Brownsville was the place that they all came from, and Brownsville was the place that they had gotten away from. So it's race, but it's also poverty. It's your past catching up to you. But they were used to being pushed around. That was the other part of it. Or they weren't shocked that that's the way the game was played. You know, they weren't people who, I think, expected to be treated as owners. It was a kind of miracle to them that they could actually own something. There wasn't a sense that this was a larger force that was happening. This was just integrated into, well, that's just what happens to neighborhoods. They change. You know, it's what capitalism does. It just makes you feel as though this is some kind of natural process, like a hurricane. But the more we understand about it, the more we understand that this kind of displacement, there's victims all over the place.